Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're a linebacker. Did you still love that game last night?
Oh, I thought it was amazing last night. It was so much fun to watch. It was high scoring, but it had some great defensive plays wrapped in there. I mean, you had three defensive touchdowns. You had five interceptions. Five turnovers from Patrick Mahomes. You had a couple fumbles forced on Jared Goff. I mean, think about this. We're going to talk about the scoring and the numbers, but as a defensive player, you're just saying, I know I'm going to get my opportunity because of the way they were throwing the football. They weren't just the run games were really non-existent. And so, I didn't like the points, but in today's new NFL, teams are going to take a lot more chances. They're not just going to run the football like they normally do. And in a game last night where you knew you had to score points, as a defensive player, you kind of sit back and say, I kind of like that because I know I'm going to get my opportunity to make a big play.
Yeah, so Kirk, does the focus as a defensive player when you're in those type of games, does it just become about getting the football as opposed to, making a sack or, making a tackle? Does it become about the big plays if you're a defensive player in one of those games?
It turns out like this, Tony. It's if you get the opposing team to punt the football, that's a turnover. That's what you want. I mean, honestly, you're just trying to hold serve. You're trying to break serve. And if you're on offense, you're trying to hold serve. So defensively, hey, fellas, we just got to get a stop.
Somehow.
We can't forget that was two of the top three offenses in the National Football League. That's not going to happen every week. I was telling people, they're like, oh, this is the new NFL. Do you like it? I said, you think the Jets are going to be able to do that?
Or the Bills?
Yeah.
Hey, look, the Bills put 41 up a couple of weeks ago. Anybody? Against the Jets.
I'm like, really? Like, come on, people. Let's just slow our horses down right now. I mean, the Arizona Cardinals aren't doing that.
No.
I mean, you just look around the National Football League. Like, not everyone's doing that. These were two elite teams that we're talking about in the National Football League, and they gave us our money's worth last night, man. It was an unreal environment being there, and it's like you left exhausted, but you still wanted more. I mean, that's the feeling I got.
Kirk Morrison is with us, the former Aztec, writes for The Athletic. We're going to talk about that with him in just a moment, but also a pre- and post-game host for Rams football. Can the Rams win a Super Bowl with a defense that gives up 51 points and one that gives up 45 to New Orleans? I guess I could ask the same question about the Chiefs. Their two losses this year, Kirk, they've given up 91 points and lost.
Correct.
Or they scored 91 points, I'm sorry, and lost two games with 91 points. So can that win a championship, or is that just fun to watch?
You can win a championship because, like I mentioned before, what opposing offenses do you think can put up that amount of points?
The one that beat the Rams earlier.
Right. So, it's you got to hope for this. You got to hope that, New Orleans stumbles in the next couple weeks. They got a difficult schedule ahead. They still got Carolina twice. They got the Steelers. They got the Cowboys, who look a lot different now with their system. So I think I'm more in apt to look at the New Orleans Saints and say, if they don't, if they slip up, a game or two, the Rams will have the number one seed. So that means that everyone has to come to Los Angeles for the road to the Super Bowl. If you had to go through New Orleans, I think it would be a little bit different. But I just feel like the Rams have the formula. It's just that which team are they going to go up against, though? The thing is, the NFL is all about matchups, and sometimes you may have a better matchup. But the Rams do have a bright spot in that Aqib Talib, the defensive back corner, who hasn't been around for the last couple, 8 weeks because he have a broken ankle. He had surgery. He'll be back, they think, after the bye week. So he's going to add to that defense. And what think about it is, go back to 2007 with the best team in the NFL we saw in a long time. The Patriots went 18-1, and they were scoring record points, but their defense was still giving up 30-plus points. So it can get you to the Super Bowl. It's just you got to find a way to win that game. So that's why I got confidence that what they're doing right now offensively can get them there. Defensively, they just got to make enough stops.
Yeah, that's certainly like adding a player at the trade deadline virtually by getting a key.
Yes, with a key to lead, they'll only give up like 47 points a game. So
he'll be able to change everything. Down. Let me ask you this, Kirk. By the way, Kirk Morrison joins us here on Gwen and Chris 97.3 The Fan. He does pre and post game for the Rams as well. And he also writes for The Athletic.
I know.
Kirk, what's the atmosphere like on the sidelines? On TV, it's starting to feel a lot like we've seen for years at the Staples Center, where stars are lining up to come to these games. Is that what it's starting to turn into at the Coliseum?
Yeah, it's starting to get there. And the thing about it is they're only going to be there for, you know, really one more year right. after this. And it's crazy to think of what they've been able to just – to me, and I just kept making jokes about this, and I really shouldn't have, but – you know, the L.A. Coliseum is very old. It's not a venue in which you feel like you're going to be there for comfort. right. But last night, they made that place look unbelievable. I mean, from the way the pictures look, the overhead cameras, the blimp, just everything. And a lot of it had to do with the crowd, the atmosphere, just, you know, a winning football team. And with the Los Angeles Rams being able to kind of, you know, gather the football fans of Los Angeles with UCLA being down, USC not where they've been at traditionally, the Dodgers, you know, guys, you know, lost in the World Series. So right now, the Rams are in a nice little sweet spot where they can capture a ton of fans with the way that they've been playing their brand of football. And I think that atmosphere has gotten people in Los Angeles to realize, look, football is still king. You know, people resonate with you in terms of who's your football team and where you're from. And I think that's why everybody really wants to be a part of what the Rams got going. I mean, when you see Jay-Z on the sidelines and, you know, last night, Roger Goodell, you know, and, you know, one of the big bosses at ESPN, Bob Iger, and one of the owners, shareholders, you know, was there last night, man. It was truly a spectacle. A lot of people who are just buying into what the Rams got going. And who's to say that when they move into their new stadium in about a year and a half, what it's going to be by then.
Yeah, and if they keep calling plays for Halle Berry, they're going to have her, and they should just keep doing a new celebrity every game, you know, on a touchdown play, and see how many new celebrities they can draw in. Kirk Morrison is with us. Last thing on the game last night, Kirk, as a defensive player, I understand it's the way the game is now, but the way 21 penalties were called, and most of them were holding and grabbing and pushing and that kind of thing on DBs and linebackers. Again, that I don't expect 105 points, but if I see that many penalties, I know that a lot of receivers are going to be running open because there's just no way you can stop guys like that.
Yeah, and you saw that in the first half where the referees called it really tight and they loosened up in the second half, and you just knew that the game was going to be played like that, especially like in the NBA. You know that filling out period in the beginning of the game, how the refs are going to call it. Tony, you know which umpire is out there. If he's got a small strike zone or he's got a wide strike zone. If he's got a small strike zone, be ready for bombs over Baghdad because balls are going to be flying over the fence. So I thought the officials had a lot to do with last night's scoring as well.
Because they let it be known early,
hey, you're not going to be allowed to grab that little extra hold and all of that. And so I think the players had to adjust, and that's why you saw some of the numbers that we did last night.
Kirk, before we let you get out of here, I want to switch to your hometown. We want to talk about the Raiders a little bit. What do you think is going on in Oakland? They have said some things about John Gruden the last week. Derek Carr seeming to not be getting along on the sideline. Do you think they part ways with Derek Carr at the end of the season so John Gruden can get his own guy?
Well, I think right now we know the Raiders are kind of jockeying for, you know, their draft order next year.
Yeah.
They want to get a pretty good draft pick. They've got two in the first round. And so I think they kind of want to be able to have their own say, meaning that they want that number one pick because they get the number one pick. They, you know, they're up for either trading it with other and get more first round picks, which they've already got. Three next year in the first round. They got three. So they're just trying to get the best football players. I think what happens is when you've got a guy like Derek Carr, who wants to win, who feels that he can do, you know, he can go out there and win football games, but yet you know, right now I think John Gruden realizes the way that he's traded away a bunch of talent. They're starting some undrafted guys, some rookies in some key spots, and that's difficult on a quarterback. So I can sense the frustration from Derek Carr. No one wants to be a veteran on a rebuild. Right, right now, that's what it is. You got veterans that are saying, hey, I'm in my prime years, and yet you want to go with this youth movement and almost want to lose. So, look, I definitely understand where Derek's coming from. It's just, it's a difficult thing the way that the Raiders have kind of, you know, basically imploded this team.
Interesting. Kirk Morrison, a great Raider, a great Aztec, yes, and indeed, a fantastic pre- and post-game show host. He does color commentating. He does writing. He's everything. And we're very proud of you, Kirk. Keep it up,
he's
man.
He's a Swiss Army knife in our game.
Keep it going, babe. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too, guys. Appreciate it. Also, I'll be on the call this weekend, Hawaii at San Diego State. So we enjoyed that one, the last one this weekend on ESPNU Saturday 7:30. So I enjoy seeing the Aztecs being able to call the ball game.
We will be watching.
Definitely watching now.